And you are listening to 89.1 WEMU. Welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. I'm David Fair alongside Mary Morgan. Mary is the executive director of the Civ City Initiative and our content partner for Civic Matters. It highlights some of your opportunities to engage in the community. And Mary, thanks for another in our series of Monday get-togethers.
David Fair, how the heck are you?
You know what? Coming off a weekend, it can only be good, right?
That's true. I hope you had time to polish up your voter registration day tiara.
Well, you've just created a picture that may very well shut down the radio. Tomorrow is National Voter Registration Day, as you mentioned, and we're getting close to the deadline to get registered for the November elections. What's happening locally that might make it nice and convenient to get registered?
Well, the University of Michigan actually is having a voter registration drive on the DIAG tomorrow. There's a group called Turn Up, Turnout, or TUT, and they're doing a series of programs and workshops to increase awareness of voter, the importance of voting and voter registration, and they're going to be using a software called TurboVote to register students, but anybody can register. Given, you know, one of the best, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, given the results of the 2016 election, do you detect more interest in those who may not have registered before in getting registered and participating in the process? Certainly, that didn't seem to pan out in the primary elections in August.
No, voter turnout has been depressingly low so far this year, both in August, and then we had an election in May as well. I wish I could say that I did see a surge in interest. I think that people are so focused on national level issues, they're looking ahead to 2018. I will say that a lot of the younger people I've talked to, especially people who are going to be first time voters, are very enthusiastic. So hopefully, we'll see a trend towards more participation.
Well, once again, you can get registered on the U of M Central Campus DIAG tomorrow as part of National Voter Registration Day. And of course, it's easy to register at your city, township, or village clerk's office or at any Secretary of State branch, although the last of those may take you some wait time to include and consider. Mary, is there a resource for those who maybe haven't voted in a while and are unsure of their registration status?
Yeah, the michigan.gov/vote site has a great number of resources. You can check your registration status. You can check where your polling location is. You can get a sample ballot and more information about registering. And of course, CivCity's website, AnnArborVotes.org, has a ton of information and also information about the actual candidates that are running and ballot proposals, although, you know, this year it's a little bit lighter than next year will be, but still very important.
You are listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. Every Monday we get together with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative to highlight some of your community engagement opportunities. As she just mentioned, we're now just a little over a month away from the November elections. And Mary, next week the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area will hold a forum featuring those candidates for Ann Arbor City Council in the three wards where there are contested races. Is there a way to make sure we get some of the pertinent questions we want answered in front of those candidates?
I am so glad you asked, David. Yes, there is. I love the League's reaching out to our community. They are asking people to give input about potential questions to ask the Ann Arbor City Council candidates. You can email your suggestions to questions@lwvannarbor.org. There is a deadline. They want to get questions by this Friday, September 29th. But they did this the previous round in August, and I know they used several questions that were submitted from the general public, so I think that's a great way to kind of get your questions asked potentially at these forums.
Now, you mentioned your resource called AnnArborVotes.org, and that's a great place to start to better understand the candidates and the issues. Through your involvement in this process, have you kind of identified a couple of the issues that seem to be taking priority as we head towards going to the ballot box?
I think development for city council is always a hot issue. There are clearly people who want to slow down development. In the August primary, Ann Bannister kind of ran on a platform of trying to take a pause and not eliminate all development, but at least slow down the process. And she prevailed in that race. So I think that's going to be something we'll see people focus on a little bit. Obviously, the issue of public safety and mental health services, particularly as we're going to also be voting on a ballot proposal, a tax proposal in November. My guess is that that will emerge as well. But you never know. I mean, I think there are general topics, but also, you know, sometimes
very word-specific
depending
topics.
On what word you're in. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Once again, you can access the candidate and issue information at AnnArborVotes.org. The deadline to submit your questions for the candidates for the League of Women Voters Forum on October 3rd is this coming Friday, September 29th. Civic Matters continues on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my partner, Mary Morgan, who is Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative. Mary, let me ask you this. Do you feel as though you are spending an inordinate amount of time discussing train stations lately?
It's the topic that won't go away. It has been on the plate for years and has emerged again, as you know. Yeah, there's been a new study, environmental assessment that's been put out. Another step. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'll live to see the day when they'll make a decision on this. I hope I do.
So you're
but
optimistic.
I'm not sure I will. Right.
Well, the city is seeking some feedback on its environmental draft assessment for a possible new train station in Ann Arbor. Now, if you really want to read through this document, it is a full 212 pages, and there's only limited time to read through and then make your assessment or comments to the city.
Oh, but there are so many pretty pictures, David, so you can, you know,
so it's not, it's
look
not
through all
reading.
The colorful. Yeah, the city is asking for feedback by November 2nd, so, you know, there is a lot to digest there. There's two main sites that they're looking at, the one that is near or on the current site on Depot Street, and then another one that's closer to the U of M Medical Complex on Fuller Road, where there's a parking lot now in Fuller Park. So
now, both of which are, we're talking about getting close to the $100 million cost mark. The existing site would actually be a little more expensive to rejuvenate and replace what is there now than the proposed Fuller Road site next to the U of M Medical Complex. So is this a community that's going to say yes, you know, between $80 and $98 million is what we're willing to spend?
Gosh, I don't know. I would have, a few years ago, I would have said yes. But when the proposal for a new downtown library was voted down, I sense that there is some fatigue in terms of, you know, projects like this, major projects. And of course, you know, we just got a price tag for the proposed Greenway.
55 million.
They're calling it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, in isolation, I would say, you know, quite possibly. But when you look at all these other major projects that are being considered, I'm not so sure. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Like you said, we may never get to a final decision, but it's going to be interesting to follow the process. Rail transportation, just part of the ongoing public transit conversation. The Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority provides the local bus service, and its board meets on Thursday of this week. It is expected to vote on its fiscal 2018 budget. In looking that over, did anything in particular stand out to you?
Well, you know, I'm always, and not surprised, but it's good to remind ourselves that these entities, these public entities that we don't talk about very often, actually, you know, the AATA has a budget of about $50 million. That's 50, and they employ around 300 people. So it's not an inconsequential part of our local economy. And I think that, like in any other entity, they're challenged with their budgetary sources, revenue sources. They'll be coming back, I believe, next year for a renewal of a 5-year millage that voters approved to expand service. So, I think that's going to be interesting to see when it comes to the ballot next year.
And once again, that meeting is this coming Thursday for those of you who are interested, and you can obviously follow along as to what decisions are made, whether the budget passes or not. Mary, it is always a pleasure. I thank you for your time this week, and I'll look forward to our visit next week.
Thanks very much, David.
That is Mary Morgan, the Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our content partner for Civic Matters. You can learn more at civcity.org and at wemu.org. Civic Matters is a presentation of the News Department and is heard each Monday only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.